coming up on episode number 1393. It was John Cale's birthday today. John Cale, no, not the inventor of the delicious green vegetable, but the one of the founding members of Velvet Underground, co-founded that with Lou Reed. And usually with a Lou Reed birthday, I do a Velvet Underground cover story. Not today. We're doing one for John Cale because, let's face it, there's some great John Cale solo stuff, too, that I want to get to, so we're combining that all into one show. It's the John Cale and Velvet Underground cover story, and coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Thursday afternoon. It is Thursday, March 10th. It's Mario Day. March 10th, 2022. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Today, celebrating the birthday of John Cale, co-founder of the band Velvet Underground, along with Lou Reed, and a host of other people, but those are your two. Those are your two main guys. It's a really great story behind this band, right? Or at least for me it is, because they're a band I didn't really pay attention to or care about until it was covers. It was until it was hearing covers of Perfect Day by Lou Reed, or covers of Sweet Jane by Velvet or Cowboy Junkies, things like that, that made me go into the band. Sometimes that New York post-punk down-tempo stuff just didn't really grab me until I started hearing covers and really appreciating for what it was. We are going to start with a cover of Sweet Jane, but not the Cowboy Junkies version, which is probably the definitive version, right? Their cover of Sweet Jane is right up there, right on the top. I think it is even a Coverville Hall of Fame thing. No, we're going to play a cover that came out about 10 years ago on an album by 70s band Sweet. Yeah, Sweet came out with a cover album in 2012 called New York Connection, and it's right there in their name. Sweet, covering Sweet Jane. Here it is for you right now. We'll be right back.
and what costume shall the poor girl wear? To all tomorrow's parties, a hand-me-down dress from who knows where? To all tomorrow's parties, where did she go and what did she do when midnight comes around? She'll turn once more to Sunday's clown and cry shall the poor girl wear to all tomorrow's parties, a hand-me-down dress from who knows where, to all tomorrow's parties. A hand-me-down gown, rags and silk for costumes, a tale for one who sits and cries, and hides behind the comes around. She'll turn once more to Sunday's clown and cry behind the
tear. boy, she's from the street. Before you start, you're already beat. She's going to play you for a fool. Yes, it's true.
Sure.
Great version of that song. Billy Bragg, joined there by Courtney Barnett. This is before we really got a taste of who Courtney Barnett was. She was already big in Australia, but she hadn't quite broken into the U.S. yet, and it's so good. That's from Rockwiz, Sunday Morning. I guess actually that might have been a little bit newer. 2015 is when that came out. I thought it was a little bit older, but a cover of Velvet Underground's Sunday Morning by Billy Bragg and Courtney Barnett. Before that, Close Watch, which, yes, does feature some of the lyrics from Walk the Line by Johnny Cash, Close Watch. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. That one by Agnes Obel, that version you heard there. What an incredible voice on Agnes Obel, right? Doesn't she just sound so amazing? That's from an album called Philharmonics, a cover of the song by John Cale that she recorded back in 2010. Susanna Hoffs right before that, another incredible voice, and one that you probably recognize because I play a lot of Susanna Hoffs on this show. She put out an album in 2021 that featured a couple of covers. It was called Bright Lights, and one of the covers on there was that cover of Velvet Underground's Femme Fatale. All Tomorrow's Parties was by Simple Minds, that one from their all-cover album from 2001 called Neon Lights. And we started things off with Sweet, from their New York Connection album from 2012, a cover of Sweet Jane. I want some more Billy Bragg, don't you? Let's have a little bit more Billy Bragg. This is a John Cale cover by Billy Bragg that he recorded and included on his B-sides collection called Must I Paint You a Picture back in, he recorded it back in 1984. That compilation came out in the late 90s. Here's Billy Bragg, and Fear is a Man's Best Friend.
Waiting for a man to show, wide-eyed, one-eyed, fixed on the floor. This waiting's killing me, it's getting me down. Day in, day out, my feet are wearing holes in the ground. Darkness warmer than a bedroom floor. Want someone to hold me close forevermore. I'm a sleeping dog. Well, you can't tell when I'm on the prowl. You better run like hell. You know it makes sense, don't you think about it? Life and death, the things we only do when we're bored. Safe is a man's best friend. Safe
say fear is a man's best friend. You add it up, it brings you down. If you add it up, it brings you down. Hey! Holmes living like a man on the run. Days leading nowhere, where to my son? We're already dead, not yet in the ground. Carry out my shaking hand and I'll show you around. You know it makes sense, don't you think about it? Life and death, the things we only do when we're things we only do when we're things we only do when we're born. Say fear is a man's best friend. Say fear is a man's best friend. Say fear is a man's best friend. We add it up, it brings you down. If you add it up, it brings you down. Say fear is a man's best friend. 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 Say fear is a man's best friend.
Sleeping in the midday sun. Sleeping in the midday sun. Sleeping in the midday sun. the love I thought I had in mind. Send no flowers or words of regret, 'cause I'm not the loving kind. Day by day I was hoping you'd be the kind of love that would give me peace of mind. But it may just have passed me by, 'cause I'm not the loving kind.
Sits idly fully armed, powder and mascara there, a warning light for charm. We see her every movie night, the strong against the weak. The lines come out and struggle with the empty voice that speaks, that speaks. So tired now of kindness has gone by, like broken glasses in a drain, gone down but not well spent. The road from Barbary to here, she stole and sold right back. The vanity, insanity, her hungry heart forgave. The fading bride's dull beauty grows just begging to be seen beneath the magic lights that reach from Barbary to here. Thank you. windows now, where handsome creatures come to watch the anesthetic wearing off. Antarctica starts here.
Hope you enjoy it.
Kasabian with Who Loves the Sun, a track they recorded for the French station WFM. Acoustic Session, a cover of the Velvet Underground song, of course. Before that, Antarctica Starts Here. It really does. Acreville River from their Golden Opportunities mixtape from 2007, covering John Cale. As a matter of fact, most of that set was covering John Cale, not Velvet Underground. I'm Not the Loving Kind, right before that, was Mark Lanegan from his Imitations album from 2013. Terrific cover album with, the unmistakable Mark Lanegan style and voice. Buffalo Ballet from an album called Country Covers Volume 1. It wasn't very much a country cover, but it was great. Buffalo Ballet covered by Bria. That one came out last year. And then Billy Bragg was how we started that set. Fear is a Man's Best Friend from his Must I Paint You a Picture? The Essential Billy Bragg. I guess that's actually more of a compilation of greatest hits and B-sides. And it's really good if you don't have any Billy Bragg. Obviously, it's a great place to start. One more set of music. We're going to start this one off with a cover by Jennifer Jason Leigh. Yeah, the star of things like Fast Times at Ridgemont High. She made an appearance in Weeds for a while as Mary Louise Parker's sister. She was also in a film called Georgia in 1995, on which she contributed several songs to the soundtrack, along with lead singer of X, John Doe, who you'll also hear in this track. Here's Jennifer Jason Leigh and John Doe, I'll Be Your Mirror.
Twisted and unkind. Yeah. friend to show that you are blind. Please put down your hands, 'cause I see you. Reflect what you are. Reflect what you are.
I'll be your mirror.
Reflect what you are.
Sometimes I feel so happy. Sometimes I feel so sad. Sometimes I feel so happy. But mostly you just make me mad. Baby, you make me mad. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Thought of you as my mountain top. thought of you as my peak. I thought of you as everything I've had but couldn't keep. I've had but couldn't keep. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Linger on your pale blue eyes. If I could make the world as pure and strange as what I see, I'd put you in the mirror. I keep it in front of me. I keep it in front of me. Linger on. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Life completely. Stuff it in a cup. She said money is like us in time, how it lies and can't stand up. Down for you is a linger on.
Hallelujah. strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair, she broke your throne, she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Baby, I've been here before. This room, I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch, and love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The time you let me know what's really going on below, but now you never show it to me, do you? I remember when I moved in you, and the Holy Dove was mooing too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, hallelujah. The cry that you hear tonight, and it's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
There you go. Some applause. John Cale's version of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah, one of my favorite versions out there, and not just because it ends with this beautiful little thunderstorm bit, because it is Fragments from Rainy Season, the album that that version comes from. Released back in 1992, John Cale's version of Hallelujah. Before that, Joe Henry from a soundtrack to the TV show Crossing Jordan. I never saw the TV show, but I love the fact that the soundtrack album was all covers, and that Pale Blue Eyes cover from 2003 was on there. Really good. I&I with a very dark, twisted version of Venus and Furs. That one from a tribute or a compilation called Stanley, Son of Theodore, yet another alternative album, sampler album from 1992. I hope I'm not alone in thinking that that sounded a little bit like early Tori Amos. Not as twisted as this version, Cupa. Cupa asked if the original wasn't twisted. It was, but this one, just because of that edge, I think a little bit more so. I and I, E-Y-E, and the letter I, with a cover of Venus and Furs. Chris Difford, half of the founding two members of the band Squeeze, and I'm a huge fan of his solo stuff, as well as, of course, all the stuff he did with Squeeze. That's a cover of What Goes On, that one from the 1969 Key to Change album, which paid tribute to songs that were released in that year. That album came out in 2010 and included that Velvet Underground cover. And then we started things off with Jennifer Jason Leigh, who has sounded better than she does in that song, believe me. That's from the soundtrack to Georgia. That's a cover of I'll Be Your Mare that she recorded with X's John Doe back in 1995. And by the clock on the wall, that means that it's time to start closing up this show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed it. If you want to reach out to me, email me, requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. You can follow me on Twitter. And I have launched the charity campaign for my MS-150 ride this year. Yeah, every year, bike ride between 75 and 150 miles. This year, they're back up to the 150-mile round trip. So if you want to help support even a couple bucks, whatever you can afford, 5, 10, 20, whatever, go to tiny.cc/, and this is all lowercase, BikeCoverville2022. That's tiny.cc/BikeCoverville2022. I will be doing the full 150 this year. Yes, absolutely. In previous years, we've gotten pulled off for weather. There was a shortened one for COVID, of course, and in 1 year I got sick. This year, though, no sickness. We're going to pray for no rain, and we're going to hope that the pandemic doesn't rear its ugly head and cause the course to get shortened again. So, Bike Coverville 2022, all of that lowercase after tiny.cc. Thanks again for listening, and thank you for your support. We will be back tomorrow with another Guess the Connection, and of course, next week with another episode of the show. Until then, this is Brandon Witt saying that just about covers it for tonight. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com.